created live on Fireside.
Welcome to the Merry Fitness Extravaganza. And one more time, here we go. Welcome to the Merry Fitness Extravaganza, day 10 out of 31. I am Santa's favorite podcaster, Coach Ray Z. And this is Athletic Definition, the Merry Fitness Extravaganza, where I pretty much try and do a show for 31 days for the whole month of Christmas. So far, for the last 2 years, I've pretty much been able to do it. And I know everybody tunes in for the outfit of the day. I love this shirt. I remember watching this guy back in the day. And today, it's going to be a really fascinating topic, in my opinion. If you guys been following me for, the last year and a half of my podcast journey, you guys have realized that I'm into tech. So today, we're going to be talking about AI and how it's changing the future of fitness. And, of course, I'll give you a couple Christmas gift, last minute Christmas gift ideas for you and everybody else. And of course, I have the Merry Christmas puns of the day. So today is, why did Santa go to the gym? He wanted to lift some Christmas cheer. Why couldn't the reindeer do any push-ups? Because they were all pulling sleighs. All right, so today we're going to be talking about AI. And if you've seen some of my fitness in the metaverse, fitness in the future, different types of reviews that I've done, I've talked everything from AR to VR to the Oculus and everything in between. There's this one gym in Florida that I learned about that they only allow you to work out 20 minutes three times a week because they are so refined and the AI is so precise that if you do anything more, you're going to hurt yourself because you get such a good workout and you need this time, according to what I read, to be able to recover. So for that reason, I definitely want to have one of them on the show, and I wish there was a gym out here in California. Who knows? Maybe I'll have to take a flight back out to Florida. I did love Miami when I got to visit it once back in the day, and I would love to visit again. So right now, there's all kinds of AI apps. I think we all know about fitness apps, but did you also know that there's AI apps? So I'm going to give you the top 10 fitness apps that I found in an article. I haven't tried any of these at all, but these are how they're listed. They have number one, Fitness AI. Number two, Fitness Bod. Number three, Tempo Fit. Number four, Tonal. That one I have heard of, never tried it. Number five, it's a Art Fit. Number six, Xer. Number seven, Vay. Number eight, Freeletics. Number nine, V, and that's VI Labs. And then number 10, the Spartan app. So I've never tried any of those, but from what I was reading, some of the reviews, the pros and the cons is they seem to sometimes miss reps or give you inaccurate information. AI is, I would say, I'm not no computer scientist or anything, but I would say we're like in the early stages of actually trying to incorporate it more and more. Probably right now on all the social media, you've probably seen pictures of your friends who it looks all artsy by that. I forget the name of the app, but basically they create different pictures for you. And so that trend is really happening right now with AI, and it's AIs and algorithms and on and on. And right away, anytime I learn about some new tech, I'm like, well, how could I incorporate that into my workouts? How could I use that for my benefit and my clients' benefits and working out, achieving goals, fitness goals, things of that nature? So I had heard about this company a while back, but I'm busy. I'm doing everything basically by starting my own podcast. I'm running my own production company and working, and I do it all. There's no assistants or anything. So it's all me. And even when you hear, just for example, the Christmas puns, it's not easy to find Christmas jokes because this is my third season doing it. And the first year was easy. You know, you go, you find them, you repeat them. Oh, no big deal. And then I'm like, well, how can I get more customized Christmas puns for fitness? There really isn't. So I would read them, change them around. And then after that, you run out of Christmas jokes. Season two, what am I going to do? I need different Christmas jokes. So now you start looking, or what I did is I started looking at just normal jokes. And then I would throw in my Santa, my reindeer, and mix it up. And now season three, I'm trying to be more creative. And as I mentioned, I do this all by myself. So an AI, an assistant, if you guys know, my assistant is my iPad. That's pretty much what I use. Joe Rogan has Jamie. I have Jamie iPad. But now I think I might have found a new friend. And it's basically called, let's see here. It is called ChatGPT. I believe it came out November 30th. And from what I heard is like it took Instagram of like maybe 3 months, or I can't remember how long, and Facebook and the other social media at the time, quite a while to reach 1 million users. But this thing has reached 1 million users rather quickly, quicker than any of them. So a lot of people are aware of it. Maybe you've heard of it. They came out with another app. I don't know if it's an app. It's really a website, but it's basically called Dolly, and it would generate basically art for you. But for me, I'm like, I know about the whole NFT, and I'm not really into like generating 10,000 NFTs at the same time. And I like the originality. And so there was all kinds of things that I was with and then against. You know what? I just realized I forgot to turn on my Christmas lights on my tree. So here we go. We're going to do it live on the air. Thank you, everybody, for watching on Fireside, YouTube, Twitch, and of course Spotify. There we go. My Christmas tree is lit, and of course it's being blocked by the microphone. Yesterday was perfect. It's always different. All right, so we're gonna go back to this chat. So if you're looking at the artwork, or you haven't seen the artwork, check out the artwork to this episode. I had Dolly generate the artwork of an AI humanoid robot working out with a Christmas theme in the back. And then, of course, I added my human touch because I don't think it's perfect. I've learned about a lot of flaws, but I'm like, oh, this is pretty cool. So I generate it, check out the art, and then I added like that hat on that robot. I added that myself in the writing. So it did good work overall, I'm going to say. And then, so that's Dolly that generates art for you. And then the ChatGPT, which is by the same company, I think it's called OpenAI. You can go and you can, it's kind of like Siri and Google, but you don't actually talk to it. And when you type something in, Google will send you to the best resources to be able to find your answer. And with this, it actually gives you answers. And so with all these new apps that are using AI and gyms, that basically what they're doing is they're analyzing your body. And of course, I've always had to, when I started running and working out, I realized I was a kid, I didn't have money. So I'm like, well, how could I do it cheaper? So all these apps, I'm sure they have a free version. Maybe I'm wrong. I'm not quite sure. Most apps have a free version than a paid version. But if they don't have a free version and you want a free version, I really don't see why you can't use the ChatGPT. And as I mentioned, we're like in the infancy of as far as AI and fitness. It's definitely going to change. I mean, we're talking like NFT gym memberships, we're talking more virtual trainers, more AI trainers trying to replace the humans. But there are some things that I'm going to, and I only did it just barely today. I didn't really mess with it too much, but I asked it a couple questions, and I'm going to tell you the ones that I asked, and then I'll read you exactly what it wrote word for word. I noticed it gives you about 5 to 6 good points based on what you ask it. And as I mentioned right away, I think, how can I use this AI to benefit my workouts, make my workouts more efficient, make my training plans more efficient for myself and for other people? So I wrote, write me a plan to run Los Angeles Marathon in March 2023. And it replied back, congratulations on your decision to train for the Los Angeles Marathon. Here is a simple training plan that you could use to prepare for the race. Number one, then your base mileage. Start by running 3 to 4 times per week, with each run lasting 30 to 45 minutes. Gradually increase the duration and intensity of your runs over the course of the next several weeks. And I'm going to say, in general, that is a good information. Now, this chat AI, it is new. So it seems to have about a 90% accuracy rate. I know as more people start to use it and as improvements are made and as AI and technology keeps advancing, it'll probably get better and better and better. But right now it's at about 90% accuracy rate. So to me, like everything else, is a tool. You can't depend on anything 100%. Even when you're just talking about normal working out, if you only do cardio and no strength training, if you only do strength training and no cardio, you do cardio and strength training, but you have no mobility, no flexibility, no range of motion, then it's a balance. It's never just one thing. So keep that in mind. So number two, incorporate your speed work into your training. Once you have built up a solid base, start adding in some faster pace intervals or tempo runs to your training schedule. This will help you improve your endurance and speed. Include training in your routine. In addition to running, this is number three. In addition to running, it is important to incorporate strength training into your training plan to build muscle and prevent injuries. This can include exercises such as squats, lunges, and push-ups. Number four, gradually increase your long run distance. As you get closer to the marathon, start adding in your longer runs to your training schedule. Aim to increase the distance of your longest run for about 10% each week. Number five, taper your training in the weeks leading up to the race. In the final weeks before the marathon, reduce the volume of intensity of your training to allow your body to fully recover and be well rested for the race. Number six, don't forget to fuel and hydrate properly during your training and your race day. Make sure to eat a balanced diet and drink plenty of fluids to support your training and performance. And then it ends, and this is all the AI, it did it all itself. By following this training plan and being consistent with your training, you should be well prepared to tackle the Los Angeles Marathon. And then it even wished me good luck. So once again, I'm not knocking any of those AI apps. Who knows? They may be good. But, and I'll get to some things that I right away noticed on this, that it could be improvement. But then I'm like, all right, let's ask it about jiu-jitsu. So, and when you ask this AI, it's not currently connected to the internet. It basically got fed like billions of words from the humans and our vocabulary, vernacular. That way it kind of understands and could write in response to us. And then I think they gave them access to internet for some time and then probably cut it off because it doesn't have current news. All right. So then I decided to ask it, how do you get good at jiu-jitsu? And this is its response. To get good at jiu-jitsu, there are several things you have to do. Practice consistently. Agreed. The more you train, the more you'll improve. Make sure to set aside time each week to attend class and work on your techniques. Focus on the basics. It is important to master the fundamental techniques before moving on to more advanced moves. Make sure you have a solid foundation in the base positions, transitions, and submissions. Find a good instructor. Look for a jiu-jitsu instructor who has a strong background in the art and is able to clearly explain technique and concepts. Train with partners of different sizes and skill levels. This will help you learn to adapt to different situations and become more well-rounded practitioner. Watch videos and attend seminars. There are many instructional videos and seminars available online and in person that can help you learn new techniques and improve your understanding of the art. Stay in shape. Being in good physical condition will help you endure the physical demands of training and improve your overall performance on the mat. Be patient. Learning jiu-jitsu takes time and dedication. Don't get discouraged if you don't see progress right away. Keep training and you'll improve over time. Overall, sounds like very great general advice. Once again, I think it missed a bunch of different key factors that only a human or in time, it'll evolve and be pretty smart. So then I was thinking about it. I'm like, I'm going to do the show and I actually haven't read it. But right before the show, I said, let me get more specific and let me ask it to how can I run a sub-4 marathon in March of 2023, which is the Los Angeles Marathon. I'll be doing it. It'll be my 17th consecutive marathon and my, I think, 58th total marathon. And for those of you non-runners, a sub-4 is basically when you're running a marathon under 4 hours. So if you hear sub-5, it's under 5 hours, sub-6, and so on. So this is what it told me or wrote back to me. It said, training for a marathon is a significant undertaking and requires structured training plan that gradually increases your mileage and intensity over a period of several months. Here's a general outline for a training plan to run a sub-4 marathon in March 2023. Beginning by establishing a base of endurance, start by running 3 to 4 times per week, focusing on an easy, steady run at a comfortable pace. Aim to gradually increase your weekly mileage over the course of several weeks with the ultimate goal of being able to run a long 16 to 20 miles. Incorporate speed work. Once you have established a solid base of endurance, begin incorporating speed work into your training. This could include intervals, tempo runs, or hill repeats. The goal of the speed work is to improve your running economy, increase your leg turnover. Incorporate strength training in addition to running, it is important to incorporate strength training into your training plan to help you improve with your running form and reduce risk of injury. This could include exercises like squat, lunges, and calf raises, as well as core work like planks and Russian twist. Follow a structured training plan. There are many different training plans available that can help you guide your training and ensure that you are adequately prepared for a marathon. Look for a plan that includes a mix of easy runs, long runs, speed work, strength training, and that allows for an approximate rest and recovery. Stay consistent and focused. Consistency is the key. Your training plan and staying focused on your goals is important to listen to your body and adjust your training plan as needed to avoid overtraining or injury. Don't forget about your nutrition and hydration. Proper nutrition and hydration are important for fueling your runs and helping you recover from your training. Make sure to set a balanced diet that includes plenty of carbohydrates, protein, healthy fats. Drink plenty of water through the day. Taper appropriately as the marathon approaches. It is important to start tapering your training. This means gradually reducing your mileage intensity to allow your body to fully recover and prepare for the race. By following this training plan and consistently working hard, you should be well prepared to run a sub-4 marathon in 2023. Good luck. And I think overall, it gives really great general advice. And I think that the more detailed you write in your writing, or the more detailed you are when you ask a question, like give as much detail as you can, I think it'll give you more information. But at the same time, 10% of what it's telling you is inaccurate. So you need to double check, especially if you're taking some sort of instructions for training or nutrition. The other thing I noticed, and I haven't checked all the other sports and things, but just from asking it about first in general, a marathon, comparing it to now a sub-4 plan, how much of it is kind of the same information and how much of it is different. And then asking it about training jiu-jitsu. One thing that the AI is definitely not asking at all is, how old are you? Are you 5 years old? Are you a kid just typing this in? Are you 10, 11, 12, 15? Are you 18? Are you in your 20s, your 30s, your 40s, your 50s? How much do you weigh right now? Do you have any pre-existing injuries? Do you have any limitations? It gets more detailed than that. How do you deal with nerves? It didn't mention anything about nerves. It gave very generic information about nutrition. And I know I'm not a licensed dietitian or nutritionist, but you can give more general details on, in general, on marathoning, especially like marathoning and different types of workouts are definitely going to require, in my opinion, different types of fuel, whether it's a short burst or you're going to be out there for like longer than 4 hours, 12 hours, you know, consistently running. So right now I'm excited about the future. I'm excited about me using this tool to, with my knowledge and then what it gives me and what I could combine and then feedback from the people that I'm training, because, you know, I haven't gone back and be like, hey, I've been training for like 2 weeks and I got hurt or I'm really, really sore or all these other things that I'm going to try and give you updates and let you know what I think about it. But to me, I definitely think it's going to help me just in general where I could maybe sometimes there's just so much information out there that reminders are good. That's why I'm always constantly listening to motivational speakers and videos and training methods because you forget. It's kind of like for me, comparing it to jujitsu, they could have showed you a move like say the second week you were there and you're just so new that you have no idea really what's going on. And then a year later, or they'll show it to you way before that, but they'll show it to you again and again and again. And then it finally clicks and you're like, oh, I never saw that. And you've seen it plenty, plenty times, but it just took you a while for it to click. So yeah, you guys let me know what you guys think. Do you guys currently use any sort of AI for your workouts? Do you use any AI apps? Be sure to follow me here on Fireside. You can actually come up, bring you up on camera. We'll talk. We'll have a conversation about it. Or drop me a comment on any of the social media else that this is broadcasted on and you're following me on. But even the Christmas puns, I actually had the computer generate those jokes for me today. So a couple of them were pretty bad, to be honest with you. I had to keep asking it in different ways. And of course, writing Christmas fitness jokes is not easy. And since I have no other people, other staff to help me, just for me, just to write the jokes is time consuming where I'm trying to work out and do other stuff and work. And like right now when I'm doing a show, I work today. I wasn't supposed to work today, so it threw me off. And I'm getting a message saying, hey, I think I'm coming down with a fever. Are you able to work for me tomorrow? And yeah, that's just the type of things that go on. So having some sort of assistant to help me, it's been great. Now that I have this tool, I'm definitely going to use it more. And as I mentioned, I'm always right away thinking, how can I use it to benefit me and my clients for working out? I started looking into getting help in other ways because I'm just too busy to handle it all. But this is definitely a tool that I'm going to use. You guys let me know if you've used it, if you're going to use it. And then would you guys completely replace personal trainers and go with AI? Because I know a lot of it has it now. A lot of it to me has to do with you have to be okay with maybe a certain room in your house if it's going to be in your house or when you go to a gym. Everything there is going to be recorded because that is how the AI is really checking your form. Well, not necessarily, because I know of a watch that it keeps track of your push-ups, your pull-ups, and it's not a watch. It's an app on a watch. But I've seen other AI that's giving you, just for example, and I'm going to do a show on basketball for Mary Fitness, but just for example, it keeps track of your missed shots, your bad shots, where your hand was a little too much to the left. So it really gives you all the details, but that is being recorded continuously. All right, so I know Christmas is right around the corner. Maybe you need some last minute Christmas gifts for those fitness people. So I'm going to actually mention a couple of the companies that I'm an ambassador for. I'm an ambassador for Honey Stinger, and I actually only have a link, so I'll be putting it on the show notes. I love their little waffles. They have goos and everything else, but Honey Stinger, their waffles, I the vanilla one. They have different flavors. Check them out. Use my discount code. Get a discount. They're great. I would say the waffles are, to me, they're my favorite ones, the waffles. Try the little, they're like little cookies in a circle, and they just, it's like a little wafer of goodness. I really like to take them when, like, on long hikes, you have that little sugar that you need after being out there for hours and hours. The next one up is the Webby Agility Ladder. And I've done a whole show on this, comparing it to a regular agility ladder. I also have the Oxagon. I forget what they're called, but I have those as well. And I'll do a better show on that. But if you do want a Webby, it was invented by a former UFC fighter. And it's really good. It's like great variety, mixing it up for, instead of just always using an agility ladder. A lot of people use it for boxing and for football, but you can really use it. Sometimes working out is just about having fun. So if you have some sort of cardio class, you can use it. If you train with kids, it's great, and also adults. So it's called the Webby. And I believe, and I got to double check on that, but the link will be included. And the discount code, I believe that one, it should be Coach Ray Z on that one. And then the last one is, it's never too early or too late to start thinking about 2023. I will be running the Orange County 2023 marathon, but you can use my Ray Runs 10 discount code to run the 5K, the 10K, the kids run, the half marathon, or the marathon. It works for all of them. You can sign up. You can see me there. Toast with me at the beer garden. We'll have a beer. We'll celebrate our accomplishments. That'll be in May of 2023. That is the Orange County Marathon. I am an official ambassador for them. And I love that race. That's the race that I still have my PR to this day. And for 2023, with me being held back this year, I'm definitely looking to just come out with a bang and make it an impact compared to 2022. And when I say an impact, it's an impact for myself personally. I'm competing against me and nobody else. I have my own goals that I'm trying to reach. So it's not for anybody else. It's just for my own, what keeps me going, what drives me, and what keeps me in shape. So I'm not competing against anybody, but if you do want to compete against me, let's make it a pay-per-view here live on Fireside. Let's get paid. Anyways, thank you, everybody, for joining me. This has been Merry Fitness Day 10 out of 31, the extravaganza of Christmas, the greatest Merry Fitness show, I'm going to say on the planet, on the universe, because I haven't seen any other Merry Fitness show as dedicated with the clothing, the Christmas puns, and 3 years strong. So I'm crowning myself. Thank you. And thank you for joining on the streams, Twitch, live on Fireside. Everybody watches on the replay and the podcast. Thank you, everybody, for joining me. Have yourself a little Merry Fitness, and I will see you tomorrow. So till next time, Coach Ray Z, Athletic Definition, I'm out.